his livelihood, but then he's a politician. Always, you know, anybody that's in that political arena to me is a politician.
Okay. What do you call the influence itself? You know, you could say he's got real...
I call it political influence.
Okay. What do you call a public school for students in grades 1 through 6?
Grade school.
Anything else?
Elementary school.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. What about grades 7 through 9 usually? Kind of varies.
Well, it was just recent that I started associating that with middle school, junior high. Like I said, they weren't in the junior highs where I grew up. And I've started learning what, like I knew what junior highs were. But then, like, we just didn't use junior high that much.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the 60s when people started using junior high to any great extent. I imagine it was mid-60s, but I can remember people started talking about junior high schools quite a bit. And the middle school thing is something that's come on in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing?
That's some distinction between middle school and junior high school. Middle schools do more specialized education and so forth. That's sort of like the curriculum seems to be a little bit different, but I think basically they're the same. But the building structure itself is different. They have open classrooms. They have group teaching and so forth instead of I guess there's always been group teaching, but not the way that they do group teaching now, like sitting in a circles and that sort of thing.
Okay.
They do more of that in middle schools.
Okay. I never had any of that stuff. So
well, you know, like in a middle school, there would be no walls in here.
Yeah, I'd just be...
You know, that would be walls, you know what I mean, but then like it's like the whole school is open.
Yeah.
You know, there's a class here and they can see the other class, whatever they're doing and so forth.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call grades? Oh, usually 10 through 12.
No. That's high school.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
Okay. What do you call a large enclosed area of a school where basketball games are played? And sometimes they have music, dramatic performances. Mostly basketball games are played there.
That's the gym. Rarely, I might use, on a rare occasion, I might use a gymnasium, but I don't, it's just gym.
Okay. What other names do you have for a school bathroom?
Toilet. After getting out of the army, I might call it a latrine. Then I associate latrines with being big places, maybe like in a municipal auditorium or someplace where they have a lot of stalls and a lot of installations in there. That to me is a latrine, because in the first latrine I saw was one with probably 20 stools and 20 urinals around the wall. So then a latrine to me had to be a place with a lot of receptacles around. Yeah, you know, so that's how I kind of associate latrines.